This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Thank you for talking to us on Youth Day, Ian.
Pleasure. Thank you. It's great to be here as always. And I hope it's been a meaningful Youth Day. It's always a big day in South Africa's history.
It certainly is. We were chatting to a guest earlier though. We've got a long way to go, Jan. Let's not sugarcoat it. We've got a long way to go. And days like this, I think we use for a bit of introspection as to perhaps how we can all improve it somewhat, because, hey, it's up to us to do it. But, we are now going to talk tech. What is happening in the world of tech, Jan?
Sure. So probably some of the more interesting stories to come out in the past week is we got some more details on MTN's 5G network and how it's going to work. We first caught wind of this towards the end of last month. The word was that MTN was planning to launch 5G services on the 1st of June, but that got pushed back. We finally found out from them that the reason for that is that they were actually struggling to land equipment in the country due to the lockdown, due to the pandemic all over the world interrupting the flow of trade. And so they struggled to land the equipment they needed to get their network, their 5G network up and running. But also, MTN let us know that they're actually planning something a bit different. They're planning to share spectrum between their 4G and 5G networks and sort of dynamically use spectrum between 4G and 5G depending on what subscribers need in a particular cell. That's quite interesting, and that's quite different from what we see Vodacom and Rain doing. And also interesting to hear that MTN is planning on using its existing spectrum and not the temporary spectrum that it was given by ICASA. MTN says that it's mainly used the temporary spectrum to increase the capacity on its network in areas where it had congestion due to the lockdowns and due to people just sheltering in place out of their own will. This was, you know, before the lockdown and during the lockdown. That's sort of the one aspect of it. The other aspect of it is MTN saying that, yeah, it's going to use some of the temporary spectrum, especially the 3.5 gigahertz, spectrum to roll out, 5G services, same as Vodacom has done. And hopefully, by the time the temporary spectrum expires, which is currently set for November, the spectrum assignment and spectrum auction process in South Africa would have run its course, and there's not going to be an interruption of services, that they'll be able to go from using temporary spectrum to whatever permanent spectrum they are awarded after that process, hopefully seamlessly. And so that's their plan for not just launching 5G, but making sure that it continues to work after the temporary spectrum goes away. And the short answer to that is that it sounds like it's planning to roll out the bulk of its 5G network on its existing 4G spectrum and then just dynamically switching between, giving 4G and 5G based on what handset the customers in a cell have, that's actually really great technology. In the past, you kind of had to build a network and hope that people will adopt the technology, or trust that people will adopt the technology, because eventually everyone always does. But in this case, you get to supply people with the 4G services they need without actually taking away anything from that to roll out 5G, which is what they had to do with 3G in South Africa. They had to eat into their existing 3G and even 2G spectrum to roll out 4G or LTE and LTE Advanced.
It's been done.
In South Africa. And so that would have, had some kind of a effect, on the quality of services temporarily, as, we transition from having, mostly 2G and maybe some 3G phones to more having mostly 3G phones and a bunch of 4G LTE phones in the market. And this time around, it doesn't look like they have to make that trade-off. They can just dynamically switch, which is cool. Hopefully that works.
Very cool.
As it's advertised on the tin.
Hopefully it does. Yeah, and just before we leave it, I noticed yesterday an article that apparently Orange is talking about coming to South Africa. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, this is them talking about expanding further on the African continent as a whole, and South Africa being a key part of that. Orange has been looking at a South African expansion for years now, they launched the Orange Shop, and that unfortunately didn't last. But they're looking at the exact quote from Stéphane Richard was, it could make sense for Orange to have a larger African geographic base than today and to be present in the large African economies of Nigeria and South Africa. Those are tricky markets to break into, and Orange will have to bring its A game. Nigeria is dominated by MTN. And South Africa is already a very mature market dominated by MTN and Vodacom, with the likes of Cell C and Telkom struggling to compete. And so if it wants to break into these markets, it's definitely going to have to, it's going to have to do something drastic. And hopefully it does. That kind of competition is only good, for a market. And so hopefully it comes in with a great quality network and great pricing. And hopefully it's not just an MVNO style play.
I was so absolutely convinced that they would have come in and bought Cell C and gone on their merry way, but that doesn't seem to be the plan at all.
Yeah, Cell C is a tricky one, but maybe they will look at something like that, because Cell C is saddled with that tremendous debt. And so to turn that into a profitable business requires more than sort of a quarterly forecast. That requires like a quite a long-term view and even some optimism about the South African market in general. And after ratings downgrade, I don't know if Cell C savior is going to come from outside, from a foreign investor. But maybe we'll see.
Thank you as always, Jan. Really interesting today, and kind of nice to leave it on a positive point where, you know, we're talking about a massive international conglomeration talking about coming into South Africa. Nice on Youth Day to end with something positive.
Absolutely. I agree.